joined again on the green by contributor Eileen Dalabrida, who takes a look at the housing market in the first state that we actually looked at a year ago at this time, just before the pandemic got underway. It was a hot market then. Now, perhaps even hotter. That's what we have Eileen to tell us about here on the green this week. Eileen, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Tom.
So as I mentioned, we were talking about this hot market a year ago, pre-COVID. Is it actually even hotter now? What's it like right now?
Well, last year's market was tepid compared to the current superheated housing market. Inventory is way down, 43% less than this time last year, and prices are up more than 13% in Newcastle County.
So is inventory really the main factor that's driving this seller's market? What, tell me a little bit more about it, the inventory piece of this.
It's a simple matter of supply and demand. Lots of buyers and not enough sellers. But the reasons behind that are more complex. People have been staying home for more than a year, plenty of time to figure out what they don't like about their homes. And many of them want more space so they can be comfortable working and entertaining themselves at home. At the same time, baby boomers, the folks who create inventory when they put their homes in the market, are staying on the sidelines until they believe it's safe to open their homes to potential buyers. And other potential sellers are staying put because they believe there's no place for them to go when they do sell.
And so what does all that mean for prices? Like, how big are sellers winning in this market?
Selling for above the listing price has become the norm. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars. Plus, buyers are waiving home inspections. Sometimes they're ponying up for real estate commissions and transfer taxes, which are 4% in Delaware. These are hefty expenses above and beyond paying more than listing price.
And those prices that are being offered above, you know, asking price are creating some sellers that maybe we might not normally see. Can you give us some examples of people who are kind of like looking at this market and saying, like, this is the right time for me to make this move?
Oh, for some sellers, it's a great opportunity. For people who are planning to retire to their vacation homes, selling at the top of the market means their nest eggs just got a lot bigger. It's also easing the pain for sellers in distress because of the pandemic. A couple in Kent County whose small business went under sold their house for a tidy profit, and now they have a cushion as they rent and they're rebuilding their finances. In Sussex, the owner of a bed and breakfast inn at the beach who got clobbered when folks stopped traveling sold for top dollar to a developer. And in Newcastle County, a landlord who got dinged because his tenants were financially impacted by the pandemic and couldn't pay, got out of the rental business. He sold two townhomes.
Really interesting. And as you mentioned, you know, the downside for those looking to move is that while you may have no trouble selling your house, buying your next home may be a real challenge. And your story notes that people just may not get what they had hoped for. Compromising on your wish list is pretty much the norm right now, right?
Buyers are making compromises great and small. People are more willing to roll up their sleeves and renovate kitchens and baths and give up niceties like hardwood floors. A single dad with two young children in Sussex County had to completely tear up his wish list just to find something within his $225,000 budget. He started looking for a house in good shape with a garage in Millsboro or Georgetown where he works. He wound up with a long commute buying a fixer-upper in Seaford, and he'll have to build that garage later.
And so what are some of the other things that buyers, you know, have to do to win bidding wars? And I guess, like, how competitive are these bidding wars at this point in terms of if you see a house you like, you know, how quickly do you have to move and what do you have to do to try and beat out the competition?
They're still doing things like writing heartfelt letters to the sellers, although the sellers tell me that a nice letter is not going to trump more money. And buyers are making much larger down payments and paying cash whenever they can, because sellers want a smooth transition without any hassles regarding financing or appraisals. And I came across two very entrepreneurial buyers who clinched the deal by agreeing to buy the contents of the homes. One seller was concerned about the cost and hassle involved in storing his things while he looked for another home, and the other was with the heirs of an estate who were eager to avoid the time and energy involved in clearing out the house. The buyer just said, take what you want, and I will deal with the rest.
Just listening to what you had to say there, it came to me, is this mean the market is really, really tough on first-time home buyers who may be doing an FHA loan, may not have the money for a down payment, you know, all those kind of things that you know, seem to be what you need at this point to have a leg up?
It's exceptionally difficult for first-time buyers. Not only do they have to pay more than they had anticipated for a property, but not having that big down payment, that rock-solid financing, does put them down the pecking order.
You mentioned Sussex County a couple of moments ago. Is the market the same at the beaches? Is this a phenomenon that's playing out there as well?
The vacation home market is very hot, and some buyers are bidding $1 million or more on properties based on video, just buying sight unseen. People want a place to chill that doesn't involve getting on a plane. And plus, they can spend more time now at their second home because many of them can work remotely.
So if you'd asked people a year ago, Eileen, you know, I'm betting most would have said that COVID would hurt the housing market, that it would kind of cool things down. But your piece notes that it seems to have had a role in viewing it. You kind of alluded to it there, that people can work from home more now. What are some of the other ways that COVID is actually heating up this market instead of tamping it down?
Well, we have families who are bursting at the seams. Mom and dad are working from home. Kids are learning remotely. And on the other hand, we have people who ordinarily would be selling, wanting to stay put and ride this thing out. As for the bidding wars and rising prices, many people who have continued to work actually have extra money to spend. They aren't traveling. They aren't eating out. One couple took the money they would have spent on a big formal wedding and put it into a house.
Fascinating. It really is. And while we're talking about COVID's impacts on this housing market, what's the buying and selling experience been like during the pandemic? How has that kind of shifted just the mechanics and the logistics of buying a home?
It's all business, social distance style. There's no kicking of the tires. There's no thinking about it. The agent and the buyers drive to the home separately. They put on their masks and they take a quick walkthrough. Mom and dad can't come. Your best friend can't come. Just the buyers. And then there are safety protocols in space. If you want to look in a closet, the agent will open the door for you, close the door, and then wipe it down with a disinfectant afterward.
And one of the things you mentioned in the piece that I thought was fascinating was because there's so much interest, like so many people want to buy and there's such low inventory, that the amount of time you could spend looking at a house is shrinking as well. Like normally you would be, you know, you could probably go in there, wander around, maybe, oh, let me go back to that room and take a look again. That's not something you can really do right now, right?
Yeah, there were so many people who wanted to see a really nice house in Magnolia. It had a finished basement, updated baths, that coveted open concept kitchen. And they were just going to open it for one weekend. And so many folks wanted to look at it that they reduced the showing times from 45 minutes to 15.
But can you really look at a house in 15 minutes and make a decision to buy it?
Well, 33 people said yes.
That's amazing. That just blows my mind. So let's kind of get down to like the final look at this thing and you know, how long can this last? I mean, how far can this go before it actually cools off a bit?
Well, nobody knows for sure. We can't look into a crystal ball and see, but like COVID, it will subside eventually, although we don't know when. Real estate professionals They expect that things will level off when sellers feel it's safe to list their homes. And when supply meets demand, it makes sense that some of the air has to come out of the market.
Eileen Dalabrida, fascinating look at this housing market and kind of all the things that go along with this very, very hot market. We appreciate you taking the time to join us on The Green, and thank you for your reporting this week.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.